3 years after the worst of the financial crisis, the U.S. economy continues to drag. Unemployment remains high, and more people are going hungry. In California, more than 4 million people are eligible for federal food assistance, but half of them don't take advantage of this resource. In Alameda County alone, more than 100 million federal dollars in nutrition benefits go unused every year. Advocates list many reasons people don't apply for food stamps. There's confusion about eligibility requirements, and there's a complicated application process. There's also a faster way to get food, at the local food bank. Reporter Karen Gordon brings us this report from the front lines of hunger.
These are the sounds of the Alameda County Community Food Bank, preparing food for distribution to hungry people all over the county. This cavernous building looks like an airplane hangar for the nearby Oakland Airport. Through the door of the Community Engagement Center, with its bright orange awning, I walk past pallets of potatoes, empty donation barrels piled high to the ceiling, and volunteers busily bagging produce. Giant walk-in refrigerators, the size of small houses, are humming in the background. The Alameda County Community Food Bank is a hub of distribution. Using a small army of volunteers, the food bank provides for over 300,000 meals each week through after-school programs, local food pantries, soup kitchens, child care, and senior centers throughout the county. The bank also operates an emergency hotline to direct people to the nearest place to get emergency food.
Okay, so is it the one that you went to last time, sir, on Brookins? Okay.
That's Jorge Rosales. Today, he's manning the emergency hotline at the Alameda County Community Food Bank, but he also helps people apply for food stamps, now known as CalFresh in California.
Usually within the same day, and we start completing the application over the phone. Afterwards, we send them the application in the mail to sign off, let them know the documents that the county will require. They send that back to us, and once we make sure it's complete, we send it to the county for them to give them the best chance of qualifying for the program.
And Rosales says the face of poverty has changed during the recession.
So we're seeing everyone from families that were maybe upper middle class even and have lost very good jobs. We're also seeing a lot of seniors who are not able to live off of Social Security retirement. There are communities that are disabled. So it's not the typical face that a lot of people expect sometimes. There's a lot of diversity out there. You might see someone coming in with a very nice car or very nice clothes, but that's no longer indicative of the situation they're in financially.
In fact, in the past 5 years, the number of people calling the emergency food hotline has tripled to over 36,000. The food bank has pioneered a program that quickly gauges a caller's eligibility for CalFresh food stamps. Rosales says the food bank processes about 200 food stamp applications each month.
If there are homeless or are not living in a traditional home, we do help them, assist them to get some sort of verification. Even if it's a written declaration, we can help type that up for them and just ask them to sign the document. We can even sometimes meet them at a community center, a senior center, a library, where we host clinics if the postal mail is not convenient for them.
Food banks directly helping people get approved for food stamps is a relatively new concept. The Alameda County Community Food Bank began doing this in 2003, one of the first in California. Now other food banks nationwide are following that lead. Alameda County's program is highly successful, too. About 80% of their applicants are approved for food stamps.
But if you could take a bus, let me see if there's...
Still, there are obstacles. Rosales says many myths and misconceptions surrounding food stamps discourage people from ever applying, like the idea that you have to have children or be unemployed to qualify.
It's a program for people who are working and they might not be making a lot. It's not intended to completely cover everything.
And then, Rosales says, there's the stigma of asking for food aid.
It's a program that you do not have to pay back to the government. It is not like welfare or general assistance. and it is a program not to be ashamed of. I think everyone, especially in this time period, might need a little more help.
That sentiment is echoed by many volunteers. Mary Carr says the food bank helps her supplement her Social Security income, so she wants to help others in need.
And I came because I needed food. And so I come every 3 times a week for a bag of food.
Carr says she understands that some people have a hard time asking for help.
A lot of people may be ashamed to ask for food, but you'll see that once you take the food home every week, it stocks your cabinets with the staples. So then whatever money you don't have to pay for those staples, it helps a lot. Helps a lot.
Volunteers like Mary Carr donate the equivalent work hours of 29 full-time staff members each year. That's helping to fill the gap created by cuts in government funding. But it's not enough to combat what advocates call the perfect storm of food insecurity. Decreased government funding, cuts to social safety net programs, and the growing need for food as people cope with the recession. For Cross Currents, I'm Karen Gordon.